Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver Oleh HaShalom. It begins in the Oz V'Hadar edition with the Mishnah Halacha Gimel towards the bottom of Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Chaf Hei Amid Aleph. Let us begin by merely translating the Mishnah, and then we will go back and explain each word of the Mishnah in more detail. Begins the Mishnah. Nashim va'avodim uktanim peturim mikri yishma u'minatfilin. Women and avodim knanim and ketanim, minors, are potter from the saying of kri yishma and from putting on tefillin. Continues the Mishnah at the top of Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. V'chayovim, and they are chayiv b'tefillah, in davening, uvu mezuzah, and in putting a mezuzah on the doorpost of their house, uvu birchas hamazon, and in benching. And now, let us analyze each part of the Mishnah. Let us begin to explain the Mishnah according to the Charedim. We'll learn the Charedim inside. Says the Charedim, Divramaskal Nashim Vavadim, Shehi mitzvah saseh shazman groma, Vekaimelam bekedushim, de Nashim peturim midar raisa. Women are potter midraisa from any mitzvah that is allotted a certain time. And kriyishma, there's a chiyuv b'shach b'chov kumecha, at night and at the day, when you go to sleep and when you get up. So it's totally in time. And any mitzvah that's bound with time, a woman is potter. Avadim are compared to women. Avadim Knanim have the same obligation as women. And therefore, since women are potter on a mitzvah seishas mangrama, Avadim will be potter as well. Continues the Charedim, Utfilin nami mitzvah seishas mangrama, the savra laila v'shabbos lav zman tfilin nenu. Because our Mishnah holds that Shabbos is not a time to put on tfilin, and laila, according to this opinion, is also not the time to put on tfilin. Therefore, tefillin remains a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, and women are potter, and avadim are potter. And then the Charedim says, "Ubegemara bavli chafam ebeis mefarish mai kumashmalan." In the Shas Bavli, the Gemara asks, "Pshita, why did the Tana of our Mishnah have to tell us that women and avadim knanim are potter from kriyishma and tefillin? Of course, it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, and both women and avadim are potter." So the Charedim doesn't tell us what the Gemara in the Bavli answers. However, if we look in the Pnei Moshe, the third wide line at the bottom, the Pnei Moshe says, concerning Kriyishma, Salkadat the Chamin in the middle of the line, Hoyol v'ispo malchus shemayim l'chai v'kamashmalan, even though Kriyishma is a mitzvah seishas mangroma. So of course women would be potter. No, I would think that since this is a special mitzvah of Kabbalas ol malchus shemayim, accepting upon oneself the yoke of the heavenly kingdom. So I would think that even though it's man grama, perhaps this mitzvah is an exception and women should be chayiv. That's why the Mishnah tells us, kamash mulan, that they are potter. Utfilin continues the Pnei Moshe. Afleman diyomer she mitzvah seishas man grama de Shabbos loves man tfilin. V'chein lailo l'chad man diyomer. Even if we consider tfilin man grama, because you don't put on tfilin on Shabbos, and according to one opinion, you don't put them on at night either. So why tell us that Nashim Ravadim are potter? Of course, they're potter. It's Mangrama. Salka datachamin, I would think, Nakish Tfilin l'mezuzah. We should compare Tfilin to mezuzah. Ma mezuzah Nashim chayavos af Tfilin. Just like women are chayav in mezuzah, as it says at the end of the Mishnah, I would think they're chayav in Tfilin, because Tfilin are compared to mezuzah. Kamashmlan, no. The Makish Tfilin l'talmud Torah. We compare Tfilin not to mezuzah. We compare tefillin to Talmud Torah. Why do we compare tefillin to Talmud Torah? Hoyel v'iskishu b'shtei ha'parshis adari. Because tefillin and Talmud Torah are compared in two of the three parshas of Kriyishma. B'parsha Rishon, in the first parsha of Vahavta d'chsiv, v'shinantam l'vanecha, and then it says ukshartam. We're speaking about Talmud Torah and putting on tefillin. U'b'parsha shnia, and in the parsha of Vahoyah im Shemoyah, the second parsha, it says ukshartem, and it says ulimadatem oisam. So we see another comparison between tefillin and Talmud Torah. So I learn out, ma Talmud Torah nashim peturis. Just like on Talmud Torah, women are potter. How do we know women are potter from Talmud Torah? Because the pasuk says ulimadatem oisam es b'neichem. and we learn out b'neichem v'loy b'neiseichem, that a woman is not mechuyev in Talmud Torah, and that's why a father does not have an obligation to teach his daughter Torah. So just like a woman is pater in Talmud Torah, af tefillin nashim pturis, tefillin which are compared to Talmud Torah, women are pater as well, and avadim are compared to nashim, and therefore avadim will be pater from tefillin as well. So this explains why nashim and avadim are pater from kriyat shema and tefillin, and why the Mishnah had to tell us, even though they are mitzvahs to say shezman grama, why I would think they should be chayiv, and kamashim on the Mishnah chiddush that nashim and avadim are pater from both kriyat shema and from tefillin. Now concerning ktanim, we have a machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos in the Bavli Brachos Daf Chaf, what kind of katan we're speaking about, whether it's a katan that's higiel l'chinuch, he is of the age that the father is able to be mechanechim, for example, 6 or 7 years old, or are we speaking about a katan that's loy higiel l'chinuch, that is a younger katan who has not yet reached the age where the father is mechuyev to train him and be mechanechim. And the machloikis Rashi and Tosfos is found here in the Yerushalmi between the Pnei Moshe and the Charedim. The Pnei Moshe goes according to Rashi Shita in the Bavli, and the Charedim goes according to Tosfos. Let us begin with the Pnei Moshe. Two lines from the bottom, the right-hand column, says the Pnei Moshe that when the Mishnah says that Ketanim are potter from Kriyat Shema and Tefillin, afilu katan sheigia l'chinuch lo hitilu al aviv l'chanchei b'Kriyat Shema. This is Rashi Shita in the Mishnah in the Bavli, that even a katan that is higiel lechinuch, however, he is potter, he's not obligated to be mechanech his son to say Kriyat Shema, and Rashi gives the reason, which the Pnei Moshe is quoting, lefi she'enoi matzui etzloi bo'oinas Kriyat Shema, because since Kriyat Shema comes at a certain time, and his young child is not always with him in shul at that time, therefore the chachamim were not mechayiv him, even though the katan is higia lechinuch. Also, v'loi b'tfilin, even though he's a katan who's higia lechinuch and he does most mitzvahs, but kriyat shema is potter, and not only kriyat shema, he's also potter from tfilin. Why? Mishum destam katan ein yadei lishmer ba'atzmai shalo yafich ben. Because a regular katan doesn't know how to be careful not to pass gas, and he doesn't know how to treat the tefillin with the proper kedusha that tefillin demands, and therefore the chachamim were not mechayev the father to train him in the mitzvah of tefillin. And if we continue in the next inyan on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, the Mishnah says v'chayavin b'tefillah, says the Pnei Moshe, why are Noshim and Avadim, first of all, Chayiv and Tefillah? The Tefillah Rachmihi, V'tiknua Afla Noshim. Tefillah is an Indian of beseeching mercy from Hashem, and therefore the Chachamim felt that a woman should be obligated to do this as well, and Avadim are compared to Noshim, therefore they will be Chayiv and Tefillah. U'lechanech bo haktanim, and to be mechanech tiktanim. So the Pnei Moshe, which is Rashi Shita, fits in very well in the Mishnah. Because once we say that although it's a katan shehigia l'chinuch, he could yet be potter from certain mitzvahs such as kriyat shema and tefillin, based on the reasons that the Pnei Moshe mentioned, now it fits in very well the end of the Mishnah, that the same katan who's higia l'chinuch, when it comes to tefillah, there the chachamim did obligate the father to be mechanachim in davening, because since it's an inyan of rachmi, it's an inyan of beseeching mercy from Hashem, a katan should be obligated to be mechunach in the inyan of davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So learns Rashi in Bavli and the Pnei Moshe here in the Yerushalmi. Now let us see the Charedim. The Charedim is in our Mishnah, four lines after the Pirush of the Charedim begins. In brackets, we have the word uktanim, says the Charedim, uktanim hichricho ha-meforshim, the meforshim have proven, he's referring to Tosfos and the Rosh, the beloi higiach l'chinuch ayri. This is the shita of Tosfos that it's speaking about loi higiach l'chinuch. If it's speaking about a katan who's igiyah lechinuch, then of course there is an obligation, according to Tosef, to be mechanech in both in Kriyishma and in Tfilin. Kidamrina besukkah, in sukkah, in the Bavli, daf mem beis amud aleph, katan ayudeya lishmor tfilov, a katan who knows how to be careful with his tefillin, shelo yafich bem, not to pass gas while he's wearing them. Aviv chayv liknos leitvilin. The father's mechuyev to purchase a pair of tefillin for him. Ube kriyishma nami yeshel chayv a yoyser mistama midash kechon hasam demishyadei a ledaber. Aviv melamdei pasuk rishon shel kriyishma. When he knows how to speak, his father is obligated to teach him the first pasuk of kriyishma. And the Bach and Arachayim in Arachayim Simon Ayin Sif Bey says that hu adin, as he gets older, even though he's still a katan, but he should begin to say all three parshiyos of Kriyishma. He starts off with the Pasuk Rishon, but he, as he grows up, he begins to add the first parsha, the second parsha, until he's saying all three parshiyos of Kriyishma. So the Charedim is going with Shitas HaTosfos that our Mishnah must be speaking about Loi Higiyah L'Chinuch. Because if it's Higiyah L'Chinuch, then a katan would be chayv to say kriyishma, and he also, if he could be careful, and shalo yafich ben, he would be chayv to wear tefillin as well. The Gra says that according to Rashi, Rashi would hold that the father, when he teaches him kriyishma, the first pasuk of kriyishma, that is not because of the mitzvah of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. That Rashi Shita is that the father is not obligated. There, the Kriyishma is a demonstration of the inyan of Limudat Torah, since the father has an obligation to teach his son Torah. So he begins with the first pasuk of Kriyishma as far as Limudat Torah is concerned, but not as far as the mitzvah of Kriyishma of Kabbalas Olmach Shemaim is concerned. And concerning Tfilin, we already saw in the Pnei Moshe, the last line on the Amid, the stam cotton ain't a day lishmer ba'asma shalaya fiach ben. Our Mishnah says a cotton is potter from tefillin. The Gemara in Sukkah says that if he knows cotton a day lishmer tefillah of shalaya fiach ben aviv chay of liknas like tefillin, that's a rare case of a cotton who knows. Rashi would be moide. But our Mishnah is speaking about a stam cotton. A regular cotton doesn't know yet how to treat tefillin properly. And therefore the Mishnah says that a katan is potter from tefillin, even though in other mitzvahs he's igiyah lechinuch. But in the mitzvah of kriyishma and in tefillin, he would be potter. This is the sheet of Rashi. Now, Tosfos there in Brachos brings a Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam. We're going to learn the Tosfos according to the Marsha's Pirish, which the Charedim here seems to learn a little differently than the Marsha. But we will go according to the Marsha. So the Tosfos there says, "V'nir l'Rabbeinu Tam." It's at the bottom of Chaf Amud Aleph. Divrei Maaseh L'Ktanim Patur Mikriyishma. Five lines from the bottom of the Amud. "V'nir l'Rabbeinu Tam." The Ma'ari b'Katan Shloi Yigi L'Chinuch. As the Charedim said, it's speaking about a Katan Shloi Yigi L'Chinuch. Umi who say for the Ktanim V'Chinuch Mitzvila. Now here comes the problem. According to Rashi, we said the safe of our Mishnah that a katan's chayv in tefillah is very good. He's potter, even though it's higiyah lechinuch, he's potter from kriyishma. But since he is higiyah lechinuch and tefillah is rachami, beseeching mercy, therefore a katan higiyah lechinuch is chayv in tefillah. But according to Tosfos, that we're speaking in our Mishnah of a katan shaloi higiyah lechinuch, because if he was higiyah lechinuch, he would be chayv in kriyishma and in tefillah. So we have a problem with the safe of the Mishnah. How does the Mishnah say that a katan that's loy higiyah lechinuch is chayiv in tefillah? He's loy higiyah lechinuch. So on this, the Tosfos brings the sheet of Rabbi of the Ri first. The Ri says v'chayovin b'tefillah. That what it says in the safe v'chayovin tefillah. Your Ri rotzul loymer demayir b'katan shehigiyah lechinuch. Einachlam he splits the Mishnah. The ratio of the Mishnah is lo yigiyah lechinuch. That's why he's potter from kriyishma and from tefillin. And the seif of the Mishnah, where he's chayv and tefillah, that's speaking about a katan sheyigiyah lechinuch. The e lo yigiyah lo yhavalu lechayv betefillah. The Ri says, because if he's lo yigiyah, how can I say he's chayv in tefillah? But Tosfos says, I don't like the Rish Pshat. V'loy Nehira, Dim Kain, Loy Havalu Uktanim, Dumi Rinoshim Vavodim, Shepturim Bechol Inyan, Uktanim Ainab Turim, Elabish Loy Gia, Ve'eni Yodea Lishmat Vilo. So Tosfos says, and now we're going to learn according to the way that Marsha understands Tosfos, that if you're going to say like the Ri, that the entire Mishnah is speaking about Ketanim. The only difference is that in the Reish it's Ketan Shaloi Yigi L'chinuch. And that's why he's Potter from Kriya Shema and Tefillin. The Seifa is a Ketan Shaloi Yigi L'chinuch. And that's why he's Chayv and Tefillah. So both in the Reish and in the Seifa, the Ketan is not like the Noshim Ravadim. In the Reish, Noshim Ravadim are Potter across the board. However, Ketan is only Potter if it's Lo Yigi. But if it's Igia, he would be Chayiv. Let's go to the Seifa. Noshim and Avadim are Chayiv in Tefillah because it's Rachmi. And which Katan is Chayiv in Tefillah? Only Katan Sheigia Lechinuch. So again, the Katan is not like the Noshim and Avadim. Noshim and Avadim are Chayiv across the board. A Katan is not Chayiv across the board. He's only Chayiv if he's Igia Lechinuch. So that's why Tosfos doesn't like the Riz Pshat in the Mishnah. Therefore comes along the Rabbeinu Tam, and he gives a different pshat. Upirish Rabbeinu Tam, Devari Ari Akol B'Katan Shaloi Yigia L'Chinuch. The Mishnah is speaking about a Katan Shaloi Yigia L'Chinuch. He argues with Rashi, but he learns pshat in the Mishnah different than the Ri as well. V'chayoven this Seifa Koi Anoshim V'Avodim L'Chud. When it says in the Seifa that a Chayoven in Tefillah, that's only going on Noshim and Avodim. If I'm going to say that our mission is speaking about a cotton shaloi gi lechinuch, a cotton is potter completely from tefillah because he's loy gi lechinuch, and when it says chayoven, it's referring only to nashim and avodim. I Tosfos says v'im toimrim kain amai tanak tanim bahari nashim avodim kiven dein shavim. I we have that problem which Tosfos had on the re. That the cotton is not the same as a noshim v'avodim, so Tosfos answers v'yesh loymer the chen derech hatana lishnais yachad noshim v'avodim uktanim shaloi yigi l'chinuch k'moy noshim v'avodim uktanim p'turim misukah. So the way the Marshal learns Tosfos teretz, the pshat is like this: you don't have ketanim all over the Mishnah; you only have ketanim in the Reisha. In the Sefer, you're speaking about Noshim Avadim Chayovim and Tefillah. You're not even talking about, you're not even referring when you say Chayovim to Ketanim. You're only referring to the Noshim Va'avadim. I in the Reisha, it's Noshim Va'avadim and Ketanim Shaloi Yigi L'Chinuch. And there we have a question that Ketanim are not like Noshim Va'avadim because Noshim Va'avadim are potter across the board and Ketanim are only potter when Lo Yigi L'Chinuch. The answer is that's the derech of the Tana when it's speaking about potur, that will include a cotton shaloi yigi l'chinuch with nashim v'avodim. Where do we see a precedent for that? By sukkah, because the Gemara in Sukkah of Chof Ches Omer Aleph says that nashim and avodim and ketanim, and which ketanim is that? Shaloi yigi l'chinuch are potur from sukkah. Because if it's yigi l'chinuch, then the father is chayiv to teach his son and be mechanachim in the Indian of sukkah. So we find a precedent that when you're speaking about p'tur, you'll speak about nashim, avodim, and ketanim that are lo yigi l'chinuch. So you don't find, says the Marshal, such a precedent when it comes to chiyuv. When it's speaking about ketanim sheyigi l'chinuch, that it's like nashim v'avodim, we don't find such a precedent. But we do find a precedent in p'tur. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, our mission is very good. The seifa of the Mishnah that says the chayiv in tefillah is only referring to nashim v'avodim. We're not talking about ketanim at all in the seifa of the Mishnah. The reisha, yes, when it's speaking about p'tur, we're speaking about nashim v'avodim and ketanim shaloi higi l'chinuch. Ah, you're going to ask me, ketan is not the same as nashim v'avodim. The teretz is, for p'tur, we find a precedent that together with nashim v'avodim, the Tana also includes ketanim who are loy higi l'chinuch. We don't find such a precedent for chiyuv, and ein chanami katan sheigi l'chinuch is bechlal not mentioned in the Mishnah. In the Reisha, the katan was referring only to lo yigi l'chinuch, and in the Sefer, when it says chayavim, it's only referring to nashim and avadim, and it's not referring to ketanim at all. So learns the Rabbeinu Tam according to the Pirush of the Marsha. Now it comes out that the Rashi and the Pnei Moshe are learning that Ketanim in our Mishnah refers to Ketanim Shehigiyu Lechinuch, and yet they're potter for various reasons, as we mentioned in Kriya Shema and in Tefillin, and according to the Charedim, based on Tosfos and the Rosh in the Bavli Brachas, the Ketanim of our Mishnah is referring to a Ketan Shehigiyu Lechinuch. And the Chayavin in Tefillah in the Seifa is not referring to Ketanim at all. It's only referring to Nashim and Avadim. Concludes the Mishnah that Nashim and Avadim are Chayiv in Mezuzah. And the Pnei Moshe tells us, I would think, what's the Chiddush? Again, the Bavli asks, it's Mitzvah Asay here, She'ein Hazman Grami. You have to have a Mezuzah on your doorpost all the time. So it's Ein Hazman Grami. So of course, Nashim and Avadim are Chayiv. The answer is, I would think, says the Pnei Moshe, Nakish Mezuzah L'Talmud Torah. As it says, "V'limaditem oisam es b'neichem," and further it says, "Uksaftem amezuzas beisecha." So, ma tamatar nashim peturah sachinami mezuzah. Afal pishim mitzvah say shloim zman gromahi. I would say, even though mezuzah is mitzvah say shloim zman groma, but just like Talmud Torah is also mitzvah say shloim zman groma, and women are potter, because as we saw the pasuk before, the pasuk says, the Pnei Moshe brought it down. So girls are potter from learning, and a father is potter from teaching a girl. So even though it's mitzvah say she'ein hazman grama, women are potter in Talmud Torah, I would think that women are potter in mezuzah as well. Why are they chayiv? Laman yirbu yameichem. It says through the mitzvah of mezuzah you'll have a long life. And the Gemara in Bracha says, Gavri boy chai, nashi loy boy chai. Only men need a long life, and women don't need a long life. They don't need the protection of a mezuzah for long life. Of course they do. And therefore, although there would be a half a minute to compare mezuzah to Talmud Torah, we don't compare it, and we say that mezuzah, they're chayiv, even though in Talmud Torah, they're potter. And finally, the Mishnah says that nashim avadim are chayiv in birchas hamazon. What, of course, they're chayiv. How is eating or benching zman grama? So the Pnei Moshe brings down the Bavli, which says that since it says in the Torah, "B'seis Hashem lechem bo erev baser lechol v'lechem abayker lizbaya," so we see that eating is at a certain time. You eat meat at night. You eat bread in the morning. Salkadat chamin in the kibitz seish zman grama. I would think that eating and therefore benching is considered zman grama. Kamash malon. That it's not considered zman grama, even though the pasuk says, but erev baser lechol and lechem abayker lizbaya, and therefore nashim avadim are chayiv in birchas hamazon. Begins the Gemara, nashim inayin. How do we know, in fact, that women are potter from kriya shema and tefillin? As we've learned previously in the Pnei Moshe, although Kriya Shema and Tefillin are mitzvahs asei shazman grama, but I would have thought that Nashim are chayiv in both Kriya Shema and Tefillin. They're chayiv in Kriya Shema because it involves Kabbalas or Malchus Shemaim. So even though it's mitzvahs asei shazman grama, I would have thought that they're still chayiv. And Tefillin, I would have thought that we compare Tefillin to Mezuzah. And just like Mezuzah, they're chayiv, they would be chayiv in Tefillin as well. That's why our Gemara is asking here, Nashim Inayin, how do we in fact know that women are potter both from Kriya Shema and from Tefillin, even though there would be a svara to say that they're chayiv in both? Answers the Gemara, because the pasuk says, "V'limaditem oisam es b'neichem," which is speaking about Talmud Torah. And as we've mentioned previously, we're medayik es b'neichem v'lo es b'neisechem. You should teach your sons Torah, because they're chayiv to learn Torah, but not your daughters, because they are not chayiv to learn Torah. And as we find in the Rosh Cirillo, four lines from the bottom, in the right-hand column, Hado Amra Shepetur Mitalmud Torah. This pasuk teaches us that women and girls are potter from Talmud Torah. V'kivin deptur mitalmud Torah, and peturin mitfilin deiskesh to Talmud Torah. Since they're potter from Talmud Torah, they're also potter from Tefillin, which are compared to Talmud Torah, as the Pnei Moshe told us, both in the first parsha of Kriya Shema and in the second. the Itzrich, why do we need this limud? Mishum delay neima nekish tulin lemezuzah. Because we, although it's a mitzvah to say shazman grama, but I would have thought perhaps you compare tefillin to mezuzah. Therefore, I need this pasuk to show us that women are potter from Talmud Torah, and then we compare tefillin to Talmud Torah, just like they're potter from Talmud Torah. They're also potter from tefillin. Kedeis to be gemara dilan and kedushin lamedalid. The Kriya Shema Nami is Kesha Talmud Torah. The Chsivas Bneichem Ladaber Bom Meshivt Chabevei Secha. Vahu Kra be Kriya Shema Mairi. It says Limaratemes Bneichem. So we're speaking also Limud Talmud Torah, and the pasuk is speaking about Kriya Shema. So we see that there's a comparison between Kriya Shema and Talmud Torah. So just like a woman is potter in Talmud Torah, she's also potter from Kriya Shema. Continuing to use the Gemara, Avodim Inayim, and how do we know that Avodim are potter from Kriya Shema and Tefillin, and Shenem, are Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Lekenu, Hashem, Echad, Es She'ein Loi Odoin Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem has to be one. This is your only master. Yotzo HaEved, this excludes an Eved, She'eish Loi Odoin Acher, that he has another master besides Hashem. All the Achronim ask a question here, that L'chayra, what do we need a special limud for Avodim? Since an Eved is chayv mitzvah like a woman, because there's a hekesh from an Eved to an Isha, if a woman is potter from Kriya Shema and Tefillin, automatically an Eved will be potter as well, because the whole chiv of an Eved in mitzvah comes from a comparison to women. The Shnois Eliyot of Vilna Gaon answers, based on the Gemara in Chagiga, that we will need this special limud by an Eved of Yotzo, Eved Sheishle Odin Acher, for a case of Chotzi Eved and Chotzi Ben Chayr. In other words, an Eved had two owners. One owner freed him, and one owner kept him as a slave. So he is considered partially a slave and partially free. The halacha is that he's chayiv in all mitzvahs because of the part of him that is free. So I would have thought that he, even though a woman is potter from Kriya Shema and Tefillin, he should be chayiv in Kriya Shema and Tefillin because he's a chotzi ben chayrin. That's why I have a special limud. Yotzo eved sheyesh od nacher. This eved, even though he doesn't have a full owner, but he has even a partial owner. And when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're only chayiv in Kriya Shema, someone who only has Hashem as an owner, as a master, and there's no part of him that is owned by someone else. There's no part of him that is an evet to another odin. That's why I need the pasuk here, a special limit that an evet is part of from Kriya Shema and from Tefillin. Continues the Gemara, ketanim inayin. How do we know that ketanim are part of from Kriya Shema and Tefillin? Because the pasuk says, leman tiyatar Hashem b'ficha, that the Torah of Hashem should be in your mouth. In other words, you should be constantly doing the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban explains that how will you always come to do the mitzvahs of Hashem if you'll remember through the tefillin in which is written Yetzias Mitzrayim, both in the tefillin shel yad and in the tefillin shel roish, on your head and on your arm next to your heart. This will cause you to always remember Yetzias Mitzrayim and your obligation to do mitzvahs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So from this pasuk I learn out, B'shoa Shehu Tadibra, it's only someone who's able to constantly wear tefillin, because he's able to make sure that he protects the kedusha of tefillin, that he doesn't pass gas, he's not mafiach, and this excludes a katan, as we find here in the Pnei Moshe. B'shoa Shehu Tadibra, v'katan eini yachal yais tadir b'tefillin, l'fish eini yachal lishmar gufoi. The same reason that he's potter from tefillin, because he's not able to constantly be careful in the kedusha of tefillin. That's also the reason why he's potter from Kriya Shema. This is the svar of Rashi in Bavli Brachas of Chof Amud Aleph, that even a katan that is a gil lechinuch will be potter. Because he's not always next to his father, that his father will be able to be mechanachim at the time of Kriya Shema. That's why the katan is potter, both from Kriya Shema and from tefillin. Continues the Gemara, v'chayavim b'tefillin, nashim and avodim are chayiv in tefillin. And according to Rashi's pshat and the Pnei Moshe's pshat, this was also include a katan, sheigia l'chinuch, that he's also chayiv in tefillin. Why? Kidei she'e kol echav echav mevakish rachma al atzmoi. As the Pnei Moshe explains, zet tzorach l'kulam. Tefillah is something that everyone needs, and therefore, nashim avadim and ketanim she'igiyu l'chinuch, the chachamim were mechayiv in the inyan of tefillah, because everyone needs to beseech Hashem through tefillah. Ube mezuzah, how do we find that nashim are chayiv in mezuzah? Dechsiv, uchsaftim al mezuzah is beisach v'sharecha. And as the Charedim brings down that the Gemara in Kiddushin in the Bavli, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, is Messiah, the Pasuk, Laman Yiru Yumechem. And from here it would be indicated that even a woman is chayvim mezuzah. And we will not say that she is potter because mezuzah is compared in Kriya Shema to Talmud Torah. As we saw before from the Pnei Moshe, the Atu Gavra Boi Chaye, Itzel Loi Boi Chaye, Bitmiya. Does just a man need life and a woman does not need life? And therefore, since mezuzah is a shmira for chayim, that is something that we're going to be mechayev a woman just like a man. Continues the Gemara, b'birchas hamazon, a woman is chayev in birchas hamazon, and thereby a eved who's hookish to a woman will also be chayev in birchas hamazon, and so too with mezuzah. Dechsev, v'chalto v'savato v'erachtos Hashem alekecha. And therefore, the Charedim explains, even though the Pasuk says, in Shmoy's Perik Tazayim Pasuk Ches, Baboiker Ube Erev, as we mentioned the Pasuk before, the Pnei Moshe quoted the Pasuk in its entirety, Beseis Hashem Lechem Bo Erev, Boser Lecho Velechem Baboiker Lizboya. So even though there are night and day mentioned in the Pasuk, but since this Pasuk is written, the Bracha Stam, as the Charedim continues, Kivin Dehocha, the Tziva La Bracha Nemar Stam, it says, Vachalto Savat Verachta. So there are no time restraints. Lav Zman Grama Ikri, it's not called Zman Grama. I would have thought it is Zman Grama. That's how the Gemara in Brachas, Bavli Dav Chofim at Beis explains. I would have thought it is Zman Grama because of the Pasuk, Boiker and Erev, Kamash Malan. It's not Zman Grama, and Nashim and Avadim Archive in Birchas HaMazon. Continues the Gemara, Tamon Taninon, we learned over there in the Mishnah, in Kiddushin, kol mitzvah seishas man groma anoshim chayyobim v'anoshim p'turois, all mitzvahs that are bound by time, women are potter, men are chay, v'chol mitzvah seishas man groma, and any mitzvah that is not bound by time, echad anoshim v'echad anoshim chayyob, and both men and women are chay. And then the Gemara there on Daf Lamed Aleph gives examples. Ezo mitzvah seishas man groma, what are considered mitzvahs that are dependent on time? Kegoin sukkah, lulav, shayfer, v'tfilin. These mitzvahs are all dependent on time. Ve'ezu hi mitzvah seishen es man groma, which a woman will be chayvin. Kegoin aveda, hashavas aveda, v'shiluch hakein, and sending away a mother from its young ones. Mako, the mitzvah of putting up a fence in a place where someone could fall off. And the mitzvah of tzitzes. It would come out from the Tanakhama that tzitzis is considered mitzvah seseh she'en es man groma, and therefore nashim should be chayiv in tzitzis. However, Rab Shimon, poitrus anashim in mitzvah tzitzis, shehi mitzvah seseh she'es man groma. Rab Shimon says that women are potter from the mitzvah of tzitzis, because in fact it is a mitzvah seseh she'es man groma. The Charedim brings down in Divrei HaMaskil, Rab Shimon poitur, uposku kol ha-poiskim kavasei. All the poiskim paskim like Rab Shimon, that tzitzis is considered a mitzvah aseh she'es man groma, and women are peturois. Before we get into the svaras hamachloikis between the Tanakhama and Rab Shimon, which in fact is going to be a machloikis, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, we should point out that tefillin, we have learned a few lines before, that tefillin, certainly women are potter, there's no machloikis, because tefillin is considered mitzvah aseh she'es man groma, where a person is not mechuyif to put on tefillin at night or on Shabbos or Yontiv, and therefore women are peturais. But not only are they potter, we find in the Ramah, in Simon Lamed Ches Sif Gimel, v'zeh l'shoinai, v'im hanashim roitzin l'hachmar l'atzman, if women want to be machmar on themselves and put on tefillin, moichim b'yodon, we protest and tell them that this is wrong, it's keneged halacha, that women are usher to put on tefillin. Since they're not mechuyev, and there is always a problem in tefillin in keeping a guf naki, therefore, a man who is mechuyev, he has to be careful in guf naki, but he has no alternative since he's mechuyev. A woman who's potter, and since there's always an issue of guf naki, therefore, a woman not only is potter, but it's osur, and we're moicha against her if she wants to put on tefillin. And so paskin the gra there in Siman Lamed Chesen Or Chaim, and so too paskins the Or HaShulchan. There are those in our times who would like women to put on tefillin, or allow women to put on tefillin if that's what they desire. On this, my esteemed colleague in the OU, Rabbi Avram Gordimer Shlita, has written a powerful essay against such a practice. It was written in Cross Currents, and it is entitled Women and Tefillin, A Study in Breached Boundaries. It is available from Rabbi Gordimer at his email, gordimera@ou.org. That's G-O-R-D-I-M as in Mary, E-R, A as in Apple, at ou.org. And now for the Svar of the Machlokes between Rav Shimon and the Chacham, says the Gemara, Rav Shimon poiters anash mitzvah sitzah shei mitzvah seishas mangrama sharei ksus laila potter min atzitzes. So the way the Yerushalmi learns, everybody is maskim in the next halachas that we're going to mention, namely that the pasuk says urisa moisai, and urisa moisai excludes at a time when you cannot see, which would be ksus laila, something that you wear at night. The Pnei Moshe points out afilu loif shay bayoyim, even if you put on the ksus laila in the daytime. If we look in the Haredim, he brings down, after he tells us that all the poskim can pass like Reb Shimon, v'kosu atoyis b'kedushin, afagav the ksus yoyim imischasabo gam b'layla chayevis, if a ksus yoyim, which you could see in the daytime, even if you put it on at night, you're mechuyev in tzitzis, but kiven the ksus laila b'layla potter, zman groma mikri. Since the ksus laila, a beged that's miyuchad for nighttime usage, when you put it on at night, and as the Pnei Moshe said, even if you put it on in the daytime, it is potter, so it's called Zman Groma. And as the Mefarshim point out, because even the Ksus Yoim, which is Chayav and Tzitzis Balayla, that's because it's normally designated to the daytime, and therefore the daytime is making it Mechuyev and Tzitzis, therefore it's considered a Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Groma. This is the Svara of Reb Shimon, as the Yerushalmi tells us. What's the svar of the Chachamim? Amar Rab Laya, Tamon de Rabbanan, the reason of the Rabbanan, Shekein, Im Hoysum Yechedis Loy Liyoyim, Ula Laila, Shehi Chayevis B'Tzitzis. Ein Echanami, I'm moided to you, say the Rabbanan to Reb Shimon, that Exus Yoyim is Chayev Tzitzis in Laila. And Exus Laila is Potter from Tzitzis, even in the daytime. But what about if you have a Beged that is Miyuchid for usage in the day and at night? It's something that you're able to wear day and night. So the din would be that you are chayev in tzitzis. So therefore, this indicates that tzitzis is not considered zman grama because you have a beged that's good for day and night, and you are chayev in tzitzis. And again, Reb Shimon would hold that that's only because it's meyuchad liyoyim. It's the yoyim part that's making it chayev, because the laila part would negate it. So this is the machlokes according to the Yerushalmi. However, according to the Bavli, the Rabbanan disagree with the whole premise that Ksus Laila is potter, because they use Urisa Moisoi for a different limud, not to be Mamayit Ksus Laila, and they hold Ksus Laila is Chayv and Tzitzis, and therefore, according to the Bavli, it's a real question whether Tzitzis is Mangorama or not. Reb Shimon holds that Ksus Laila is potter, and therefore it's Mangorama based on Urisa Moisoi, and Chacham who darshan Urisa Moisoi for a different limud, they hold that all begotten, whether it's a beged meyuchet for the yoyim or a beged meyuchet for the laila, is chayiv in tzitzis, and therefore, in fact, it is a mitzvah to say she'ein as mangrama, women should be chayiv, but again, as the Haredim said, we paskin like Reb Shimon, that it's a mitzvah to say she'has mangrama, and therefore, women are putter. Before we begin the next sugya, let us make a brief hagdama. The next sugya concerns the inyan of shemeya ko'ene. If I'm mechuyiv to make a bracha, and you're also mechuyev to make that bracha, I can make the bracha having in mind to be motzi you with the bracha, and by you listening to what I'm saying, it's as if you're saying it, and you are yotzei the bracha. But there's another halacha, that even if I was already yotze myself this particular bracha, but you are still chayiv in the bracha, since there's a rule of kol yisrael arevim zebazed, there's a rule of arvus, so I'm really not considered completely free of my obligation because I have to see to it that you are fulfilling your obligation because of the concept of arvus. And therefore, I'm still considered, in a sense, chayiv in this bracha. And therefore, although I have been yotzei the bracha for myself personally, I can be mitzi you with the inyan of Shemei Koina. Why are we bringing this inyan here? Because since we learned in our Mishnah that Noshim and Ketanim are chayavois in Birchas HaMazon, the Gemara will discuss, and we will probably discuss it in the next shiur, what's the inyan, what is the halacha concerning a woman or a katan freeing a man, a gadol, in his chiyuv of Birchas HaMazon? Are the ketanim and nashim or avadim, are they able to pater or are they not able to pater? That's how we get into this inyan. Begins the Gemara, Tani, we learned in a braisa, kol mitzvah she'adam pater, all mitzvahs that a person is pater. The girsa of the charedim here is Tani kol habrachos, all the brachas that a person's pater. What does it mean, pater? Says the Pnei Moshe, Divrei HaMashchil kol mitzvahs, his girsa was kol mitzvahs, which is five lines before it gets wide at the bottom, Kleimer, loy pater mamish, doesn't mean that the person is not obligated, el shekvar pater atzmai, he already freed himself from the obligation, shebirach, he made the bracha, v'afal pishu yotza, moitzi achem yidei chavasim, even though he was already yotza, he can be moitzi others their chiyav, v'yochel avorch lahem, with the only exception, chutz mi birchas hamazon, shem yotza eina moitzi achem, k'nefarsh time l'kamon. Birchas HaMazon is an exception. Let's see the Gemara inside. Tani, we learned in the Brice, kol mitzvahs or kol habracha, she'adam pater, which the Pnei Moshe explains means that he's be'etzim, he's chayiv, but he has already freed himself because he said the bracha. So, adam mitzvahs aram yidei chavasan, he could, afu pishi yatsa, mitzvah. As we explained, this is the concept because of arvus. The only exception is chutzvi birchas HaMazon, except for benching. The Haredim brings the run that says there are three exceptions, and it seems that this was the girsa of the Haredim here in the Gemara. However, our girsa is only Birchas HaMazon. What was the run's girsa? Chutz mi Birchas HaMazon v'kriya shema utfila. In our Gemara, the girsa is Birchas HaMazon. On Amid Beis, we'll see that there are Maroim who said that kriya shema utfila are also exceptions to this rule of afal pi sheyotza mitzi, and the Gemara will give the reasons why Kriya Shema and Tefillah are exceptions. But we'll leave that for Amud Beis. Right now, let us concentrate on benching, which is our girsa. And the Gemara, in fact, challenges this exception. Why should benching be an exception? Why, even if I was yotza already benching, why can't I bench for someone else? V'hoda taninin. If someone, the Mishnah over there speaking about a chayrishayt of a katan, who are exempt from the mitzvah. So if they're exempt, they cannot be moitzi someone else. But what can we deduce from that? But if he was be'etzem chayiv in the mitzvah, afilim yatza moitzi. Except he already performed the mitzvah. Then he could be moitzi. So the way the Pnei Moshe learns this part of the Gemara, he says, since you see from that Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that kol she'ein chayiv b'davrei moitzis harabi dechavasin, but from that we can deduce that if you're chayiv, even if you're yoitz already, and now you're potter, you could still be moitzi. So why should Birchas HaMazon be an exception? That's what the Gemara's kasha is. Amar Rabbi Laya said, Shanya hi Birchas HaMazon. Birchas HaMazon is an exception. There's a reason for it. The Chsiv Bot says about Birchas HaMazon, V'achalta, V'savata, U'veirachta, Es Hashem Alikecha. You who ate and got satisfied, you should bless Hashem with Birchas HaMazon. On that we have a rule, Misha Achal Hu Yavarch. That's what I learned out from the Pasuk. The person who did the eating and who satiated, he's the one that has the bench. So therefore, Birchas HaMazon is an exception to the rule that if you're chayiv in something, if you were already yotze, you're chiyiv, that you could be mitzi by Birchas HaMazon, you cannot be mitzi. Now, we should point out that the Haredim brings the run, three lines from the bottom of them, right-hand column. When, if I was Yoitzer already, can I not be Moitzer you? That's if you know how to make a bracha. You know how to bench. But if you don't know, then his friend could, even by benching, as we say in the Bavli Brachas of Mem Hamid Beis, Aval Echot Seifer, Echot Bur, one is a learned person and one is an Amoritz who doesn't know how to bench, Seifer Mevarach Ubur Yaitzei. This is what the Ran says in the last parak of Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Then the Talmud Chacham is Mevarach for the Bur, even by benching, and even though the Talmud Chacham was already Yaitzei benching himself. We should also point out the Miri and the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah of Daf Chav Tesom et Aleph tell us that the halacha of Im Yotza Moitzi has an exception besides Birchas Hamazon, but Birchas Hanenin, the bracha on Reyach, on smelling something or eating or drinking, there we do not say Afal Pishi Yotza Moitzi because it's a voluntary bracha. It's not a birchas mitzvah that you're chayiv in. If you want, you could abstain yourself and not eat this item, not smell this item, and therefore you wouldn't be chayiv to say this bracha. So on a voluntary bracha, we don't say that im yotza moitzi. So if so, we have to understand the Gemara here. Why by the bracha of benching does the Gemara ask that why is benching an exception to the halacha of im yotza moitzi? Benching is a birchas hanenin. It's an after bracha. Why should it be different than a bracha that precedes the eating? Just like we say over there, there's no din of im yotza moitzi, so too by a bracha achrayna. And on this, the Meiri and the Ritva answer that no, that by the bracha rishayna, so we could consider it a birchas rishus, because who tells you to eat it? You don't have to eat it. And therefore, if you made that bracha, you cannot be moitzi. However, by bracha achroina, once you've already eaten it, now you're mechuyev to make the bracha. Now it's not considered anymore a voluntary bracha. Now it's considered a bracha that you must make. And that's why the Gemara had a question, why should benching be an exception to the rule? Because it's birchas hanenin, but that's only a bracha rishayna. This is a bracha achroina where you've eaten already. Where you've eaten already, it's not voluntary. It's a chiyuv once you've eaten and satiated yourself that you have to bench. If so, why doesn't the klal of im yotza moitzi apply? On that, the Gemara answers, because mishachal hu yavarach, unless you're a boor, which the Ran says a talmud chacham could be moitzi an amoret. Begins the Gemara on daf lamed zayin amid beis. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi have a misivin amru. As the Pnei Moshe explains here, have a misivin hoyu yoishvin umiskashin beelu chaluk edinim bebrachas dechashvul kamon. They were sitting and they were asking questions, and the way the Mefarshim learned here, they were asking rhetorical questions concerning various halachas about brachas and negeya to our sugya of afal pishi yotza moitzi. Can I be moitzi someone with the following different kinds of tfilas and brachas? So the first one they said was, loy mistavra, is it not logical to say that by Kriya Shema, Sheyehei Kol Echad Ve'Echad Mishanen B'Fiv, since we have a word in Kriya Shema, Vishinantam Lefanecha, you should articulate it. It doesn't say Amartem, Dibartem, it says Vishinantam. You should articulate it. So doesn't it make sense, they were saying, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, that by Kriya Shema, everyone should articulate it himself, and he shouldn't be Yoitze with someone else saying Kriya Shema. And then they asked a similar rhetorical question concerning davening, concerning Shemana Esrei. Loi mistavra, isn't it logical to say betfilah, by davening, which is an inyan of rachami, that a person's beseeching Hashem for mercy, sheyehe kol echad v'echad mevakesh rachamim alatzmai, that each and every person shouldn't ask for mercy himself? Doesn't that make sense? Of course it does. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi were in fact telling us that the halacha is that just like by benching we saw that one who is yoitze cannot be moitze someone else, hu adin by Kriya Shema and Shemoneh Esrei. But to what extent we say by Kriya Shema and Shemoneh Esrei that you cannot be mitzi someone is a machloikis rishonim and achronim. The Tshuvas HaRashba says that it goes so far that even if you were not yet Yotze Kriya Shema or the Amida, the Shemoneh Esrei, you cannot be mitzi someone else. And even if that someone else is an Amoritz, we saw before from the run that by benching, where if you were Yotze, you could not be mitzi, that's only if the person knows how to bench, but if the person is a boor, then the Amoritz is allowed to bench for him. Here, the Charles and Shuvas HaRashba is telling us that Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, which requires Shinun, which requires articulation, is so much an imperative that you have to do it yourself, even if you don't know it. Apparently, you have to learn to do it. You cannot be mitzi with someone else under any circumstances, holds the Tshuvas HaRashba and other Rishonim. And we find other Rishonim who say no, that these halachas by Kriya Shema and Tefillah are similar to what we had by benching, that it's avada if you were not yet yotze, you could be mitzi someone else, you could be mitzi an amoretz. And what do we pass on halach l'maisa? So the Mishnah Berurah is machmer by Shemoneh Esrei that you cannot do it for an amoretz. However, he's makel by Kriya Shema that you could do it for an amoretz. He's machmer for Shemoneh Esrei in Siman Tuf Kof Tzadik Dalet Sifkot and Beis, and he is makel by Kriya Shema in Siman Samach Aleph Sif Mem. And the Vilner Goyen, the Gra, is just the opposite. By Kriya Shema, he's machmer that you cannot be mitzi an amoretz, and by Shemoneh Esrei, he's makel that you can. However, everyone holds that legabi Shemoneh Esrei and amoretz could be yotze with the shliach tzibur with chazor hashatz, because the whole inyan that the shliach tzibur does the chazor hashatz is in order to be mitzi those amoretzim are unable to daven. So from the official shliach tzibur to be mitzi, that everyone agrees. The question is, can an individual be mitzi an amoretz? On that, we have a machloikis between the Rishonim and the Gedolei Achronim, halacha l'maisa, whether we can be makel by Kriya Shema or by Shemoneh Esrei or to be machmer. This remains a big machloikis hapoiskim. Continues the Gemara, and as the Pnei Moshe explains in the Devar Maskel, ma bein sukko, ma bein lulav, kloimer v'su have a yasvin umakshin. The same Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yudah ben Pazi, at a different occasion, were also sitting and asking these kind of questions concerning brachas. What was the question? Ma bein sukko, ma bein lulav. What's the difference between sukko and lulav? In what respect? That sukko ain't a tuna bracha ela leila yontav rishabavat. The Tosefta holds that in a sukkah, if you go there the first night and you stay in the sukkah, and according to the Tosefta, even if you leave the sukkah and you come back, you only make one bracha of leishah b'sukkah the first night of sukkahs and not the other nights. Although in the Bavli, in sukkah daf mem hei amud beis, we find that if a person leaves the sukkah for a considerable amount of time, he comes back, he has to make a new leishah b'sukkah. But even according to the Bavli, if a person were to stay in the sukkah from the beginning of sukkahs until the end, as some great tzaddikim do, then he only makes one bracha leishah b'sukkah at the beginning of sukkahs, and he doesn't make it again. And yet by lulav ton bracha, kol shiva, every time you do netilas lulav, you have to make a separate bracha. Why is that? That was the question that Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudah ben Pazi were wondering. So the Gemara says that your question, we have other Amoraim who had this question. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Acha, have a yasvin, Amrin, ma ben sukkah, ma ben lulav. They wanted to know the same kasha. They wanted an answer. What's the difference between sukkah and lulav? That sukkah, you only make one bracha, and lulav, you have to make each day. And the answer they said was as follows. Sukkah, nehagis, belelis, ubiyam. Sukkah is noyeg day and night, nonstop. Lulav ain't a noyeg alabiyoyim. Lulav is only noyeg during the daytime. A person's not able to take lulav at night. Mashiach came by sukkah at night when he's sleeping. That's also part of the mitzvah of sukkah. So therefore, there's no break in the mitzvah of sukkah. Eating, sleeping, drinking, learning, day and night he has the mitzvah sukkah. Therefore, he only makes one bracha. Mashiach came by lulav, lila, you cannot shake lulav. So there's a hefsik in the chiyuv of lulav, and therefore each day you make a new bracha. Hesiv, Rabbi Yaakov de Roima, Rabbi Yaakov, who came from a province in the south, he objected to this chiluk between sukkah and lulav. Why? Because he asked the kasher from Talmud Torah. Hare Talmud Torah, where it says, David Gisa Bem Yom V'Layla, as the Charedim explains. Noyig B'Layla, we learn at night, Kibi Yomim, just like we learn in the day, and yet by Talmud Torah we make a separate bracha each day. It's also Noyig B'Layla, just like Sukkah is Noyig B'Layla, we only make one bracha. Why by Talmud Torah we make a different bracha every day? So the Gemara answers back, my Kedoyin, in other words, Mahadimian, what is the comparison between Talmud Torah and Sukkah? Because we are going to learn the Charedim Pshat and the Pnei Moshe Pshat. It's different how to teach these words, but it comes up to the same idea. Let's go with the Charedim first. The Charedim changes the gears here. Sukkah, Efshir Loi Shaloi Levatel, and Talmud Torah, E Efshir Loi Shaloi Levatel. And it's making a statement. By Sukkah, it's possible that you won't be Mevatel. As we explain, a person goes into the Sukkah, and he stays there the whole sukkah, which all opinions would agree would only make one bracha, and he has the mitzvah 24/7 for the full sukkah. However, Talmud Torah, it's e'efshir lo shelo levatel, according to the gears of the Charedim, because he has to go to sleep, and while he's sleeping, he's exempt from the mitzvah of Torah. He doesn't have Torah when he's sleeping. So Avada has to make a separate bracha every day. According to the Pnei Moshe, these words are b'lashim bitmiya, and he leaves the gears of the way we have it in the Yerushalmi. Sukkah, efshirla, levatel. Can you actually be mevatel sukkah? If you stay in the sukkah, even if you go to sleep, you're chayv in the sukkah while you're sleeping. So memeil, it's a constant mitzvah. You make a bracha at the beginning of sukkah. You don't have to make a bracha any other time during sukkahs. However, Talmud Torah, efshirla, shaloi levatel. By Talmud Torah, is it possible that you won't be mevatel? You can't go nonstop without sleep for 7 days. You have to go to sleep. And while you're sleeping, there's no Talmud Torah. There's a break in the Talmud Torah, even though it says, V'gisbem Yom V'Layla, but there is sleep time. And therefore, you have to make a separate bracha each day for learning. However, as Tosfos and Brachos in the Bavli, Daf Yud Aleph from the base points out, that once you made that bracha at the beginning of the day, then even if you go to work, but Tosfos says, Daita Olav, your mind is on Torah, that your kvius is in learning, your business is aroy, malachtecha aroy, the business, you're thinking that everything should be alpi, chukei ha-Torah, alpi din Torah, memel, your mind is constantly in learning a whole day, even if you go to business. And therefore, it's considered that you had no hefsik from Torah, and you only make the bracha in the morning, and then you don't have to make it again, even though you are dividing up your learning during the day. It's considered that your mind is constantly on learning. But at night, when you have to go to sleep, there is a hefsik, and therefore the next day you have to make a separate bracha. Mashiach in sukkah, it's possible for you to stay in the sukkah a whole 7 days, and therefore you only make one bracha, and you don't make any other bracha the rest of Sukkot.